Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time and the Feast of St. Thomas, Apostle. Today's theme, Building Our Faith in Community. Today's first reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, tells us that you and I are members of the same kingdom, a country whose residents include saints in heaven as well as the family of God that still lives on earth. With citizenship come certain responsibilities. St. Paul says, "You form a building. The foundation is the apostles and prophets. The capstone is Jesus." Which part of the building are you? Are you already deeply involved in ministry? You're a pillar. Are you covering in prayer or financial support the ministries that others do? You're part of the roof. Or maybe you're a window through which others look in and realize that they want to join the church, or a windowsill upon which people lean as they look for God. Maybe you're a fireplace warming others to the idea of having faith in God, or one of the bricks in the fireplace that keeps danger from spreading. Are you a carpet that gives comfort to feet that have been walking on hard roads? Are you an altar because of the sacrifices you make for others? Are you a chair that gives others rest? Are you a keyhole that unlocks the love of God in people's hearts? Are you a crystal chandelier shedding the light of truth and giving it a wonderful sparkle? Are you a telephone that helps others connect to God? Imagine what this building would be like without you. You are needed, my friend. You are very, very important. There are never enough telephones and chandeliers and soft carpets and other furnishings that make the house of God what it needs to be. Many try to live on the outside, thinking they can have a good relationship with God without being part of the Christian community. Some only visit and don't help with the chores. And some complain that the building is too large and that nobody reaches out to them. The only way to experience the support and love of God's household is to get involved in the family. This is how we become a holy temple in the Lord, rather than a bunch of unconnected people who profess the same faith yet remain strangers. If it seems like the church has cracks in it, it's because some of the construction materials are missing. By our love for each other and a spirit of collaboration, we are being built into this temple to become a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit. This is how faith grows. Notice that in today's gospel reading, from John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29, Thomas overcame his doubts while in community. Although Thomas had missed Christ's first appearance, Jesus did not go to him and appear to him alone. Jesus waited until Thomas rejoined the community. Never underestimate how very important you are to the community life of your church.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.